just first of all, we just want to say that a maimid like this, people who are tarid b'malachtan and take time to hear a shir in the middle of the day, is a very special Kiddush Hashem. You should not underestimate what you're doing. It's a very chashuva thing that the chashivas of Torah is expressed in this way. The Ramban in the beginning of Emor says a chiddush that when the Torah says that a kohen gadol, who he can marry, who he cannot marry, the pasuk says, "Who isha b'silah yikach." So the Ramban is bothered that the pasuk seems to say twice that there's a din of besula by kohen gadol. So the Ramban writes, "The tzavas olav sheyikachena, v'zeh she'omer v'seinu muzer al halmana u'metzuv al besula, kim besula me'amav malamish u'metzuv al besula." So the Ramban explained that the beginning of the pasuk, "V'hu isha b'vseleo yikach, perish avo lo yikach b'ula, v'hu lav haba michlal asei, v'achakach hizr b'lav alamon av apsulois." So Ramban seems to understand that the Torah told us there's a lav haba michlal asei for a kohen gadol to marry a b'ula, and then the pasuk seems to be adding that it's a mitzvah asei that when he gets married, she should be a besula. So it sounds like there's both a kiyam asay when he gets married, if he marries a besula, and there's a lav haba michlal asay if he ever were to take a beula, whether he marries her or he's ba'aleha, there's a lav haba michlal asay. It sounds from the Ramban that there's two things. When the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs brings the mitzvah of besula, it brings it in asay lamed ches, the Rambam says clearly that, how do I know that this is a mitzvah saseh? Tziva kain gadol sheyisa besula. Bebir omra, oisa hoya rebekiva mamzer afila mechayvi aseh. Rebekiva shita is that chayvi lavim don't have tfisas kedushin, and therefore the vlad is a mamzer. The Gemara used the lashon, oisa hoya rebekiva mamzer afila mechayvi aseh. So the Rambam is using this as a way of showing, bebir ziruze kesheyia kain gadol ba al bilti besula. She asur loy ba'asei, shasherish etzleinu lav haba michlal asei. Nikvar hisbar shehi mitzvah asei. So the Rambam counts in minyan ha-mitzvahs of mitzvah asei, even a lav haba michlal asei. And the Rambam says, this is a lav haba michlal asei, therefore it goes into the minyan of mitzvah asei. The Ramban doesn't say anything to argue with this Rambam. The Tashbatz, in his Sefer Zohar Rekiah, isn't bothered. He doesn't mention the Rambam or the Ramban. He just bothered why, in fact, don't we have in Minyan HaMitzvahs two separate mitzvahs? There should be one lav haba michlal asei that would aser ba'ula l'kayin gadol, and then a separate mitzvah that when he gets married, if he marries a woman, she has to be a basula. The fact is that they don't count it as two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam only says it's a lav haba michlal asei. He brings the lashon of muzer ala besula. Ramban sounds like there's two parts to the pasuk, but the Ramban doesn't say that there's another mitzvah in minyan hamitzvahs. The Rashba in Ksuvas and Daf Mem has a kasha. The Gemara there asks, if a person was ma'anis, a woman, he has a mitzvah to marry her, v'loisi le'isha. The Mishnah says, but if it's an isha, she'ein aruya loy, there's no mitzvah v'loisi le'isha. There's no din that the mitzvah applies if the woman is aser to him. The Gemara asks Akasha, why don't I say asei doicha lois asei? And the asei of v'loisi le'isha should be doicha, the isurim that would make her aser. So the Rashba is bothered that some of the women that are listed in the Mishnah don't have a lois asei, they have an asei. For example, Mitzri Rishi, Mitzri Sheni. So the Rashba is bothered. What's the kasha of asei doicha lois asei? The Gemara always says, when you have two mitzvahs asei in conflict, ma'ul mehay asei mehay asei. So how could you say asei doicha lois asei? This is an asei against an asei. So the Rashba writes, an asei against an asei is what the Rashba calls an asei gomer, where the asei says do this and do this, and they're in conflict. For example, the Gemara in Chulin says a person has an asay of shiluach hakein, and he has an asay of taglachas mitzayrin, he needs the bird for his tara. So there the Gemara says, mayu mahayase mahayase. But the Rashba says, if it's a lav haba michlal asay, it's not an asay gomor, it's going to have the same status as a lav, it's really a weak lav, and if asay could be doicha a lav, it could be doicha a lav haba michlal asay. The Rashba says, bu'ula l'kayin gadol is a lav haba michlal asay, so it doesn't have the maila of being an asay gomor, and therefore you would say asay doicha lois asay on a lav haba michlal asay. Therefore, the asay of Alaysi Eliisha, the Gemara was asking, should be Daicha Ba'ula L'Kayin Gadol. So the Rashba is clear that he understands that if that person has a mitzvah to marry this woman of Alaysi Eliisha, it's in conflict not with another mitzvah asay that says marry a Basula only. It's in conflict with a lav. So even though it's a lav which comes from an asay, the Rashba says it's not stronger than a regular lav. If anything, it's weaker than a regular lav. So that Rashba is clear that it's only a lav haba michlal asay. It's interesting that in the... it's not in here. But in the I don't think they printed it in this volume, but in the beginning of the Frankel Rambam, after the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's a list of all the mitzvahs from the Rambam, and the Ravid argues with different mitzvahs that they don't belong in Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Ravid consistently challenges the Rambam whenever he counts a lav haba michlal asay. As the Ravid says, it's not a lav and it's not an asay. So he asks, the Rambam counts being baidik to make sure that something has simani tara, simani kasher. So the Ravid, it's a lav haba michlal asay, it's not a regular asay. Shchita, the Ravid said, you're not mechuyif to shecht. You can't eat something that's not geshachten. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, Keseder, whenever he counts lav haba michlal asay, it doesn't belong in minyan mitzvahs. On this mitzvah, he doesn't say anything. It sounds like the Ravid understands that the mitzvah of Besula l'kayin gadol includes in it, like the Ramban says, an asay that when he gets married, it should be a Besula. But to me, it seems that the Ravid is agreeing with this Ramban. The Rashba is disagreeing, and the Rashba is saying there's only a lav haba michlal asay, and there's no mitzvah asay. There's a Gemara in Psachim where the Gemara has a shaka v'tarya. Are you allowed to bring karbanos after tumah shel bein harabayim if the person is a mechusar kippurim, and as a result of not being able to be makar of this karban, he won't be able to do a different mitzvah? So the Gemara says on daf nun tes that if somebody is a mechusar kippurim who can't eat korban pesach, so he's not going to be able to be yotzei korban pesach unless they're able to be makriv the korbanos he needs to make him allowed to eat korban pesach. It's after tumah shel bein harabayim, so the conflict there is the mitzvah of korban pesach is an asay sheyesh b'karis. There's an asay not to be makriv korbanos after tumah shel bein harabayim, the asay of oleo hashlem. So the Gemara says, the asay of Korban Pesach is an asay sheyesh b'karis, so that could be doicha, the other asay. But the Gemara says, if the person wants to eat kachim, the asay of Echilas kachim is a mitzvah asay, oleo hashlim is a mitzvah asay, zok the Gemara, mai ol mei hay asay, mahay asay. That's the Gemara. There's a place in the Shagasaria where he discusses if the klal of ma'ul mahay asay only applies to two mitzvahs asay that both say do something, but they're in conflict, or does it also apply where one mitzvah says to do something and one mitzvah says not to do something? So the Shagasari initially said, if you have a mitzvah to do something and an asay to be sheva altasa, that the asay of kumva asay is doicha the other asay. But then the Shagasaria says, this Gemara in Psachim is a raya keneged me. Because the asay says, be makriv, the karbonis, in order to be machshir him. Oleo hashlim says, don't be makriv after tumah shel bein harabayim. And the Gemara says, my o mahayase mahayase. So the Shagasaria says, it's a raya from here that my yasay is not right. that even an aseh of sheva al tase blocks another aseh. You say ma'il mahayaseh mahayaseh. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. Now the question is, what is the aseh of aleo hashleim? So the Ramban has at the end of the Rambam's minyan mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that he feels the Rambam forgot to count. So at the end of the mitzvahs aseh, the Ramban has in mitzvah yud aleph, shenitztavinu lahakev kolor kabonis haboim b'nedovoi b'chayva, bein shnei hatmidim, lekaidim tamit shel shachar, v'le achar tamit shel bein rabayim. He brings this pasuk, v'orach aleha ha'ila, v'hitir aleha, hashlim kolor kabonis kulam. So the Ramban brings this mitzvah, aleha hashlim. He says the Rambam should have counted it, and he counted it as a mitzvah. So the Ramban says, b'feirish, zuhi mitzvah sasei, he brings that Gemara in Pesachim to prove that it's a mitzvah sasei, v'ne lomadnu sheyesh b'ze mitzvah sasei kloimar, shehamagdim oy hama'acher karbonei bezmanim haniskarim, oy v'rebolav haba michlal asei, shehu asei. So Ramban says, b'feirish, that he understands that the pasuk that says you can't be makif karbonis after Tomas Shalbein Harbayim is a lav haba michlal asei. So now the question that Achronim Rama'ira this Shaila. The Rashba says that the asei of Be'ula L'Kayin Gadol is only a lav haba michlal asei, and therefore another asei could be doicheit. The Ramban says that the asei of Aleo Hashleim is a lav haba michlal asei. So it's two different Rishonim, and maybe we don't have a right to put them together. But if the Ramban and Rashba would agree that the asei of aleo hashleim is a lav haba michlal asei, and we take the Rashba that says that besula l'kayin gadol is a lav haba michlal asei, and the Rashba says that another asei could be doicha the lav haba michlal asei, then what is shat in the Gemara Pesachim? The Gemara Pesachim says that the other asei of Achilas Kochim cannot be doicha the asei of Aleo Hashleim. If Aleo Hashleim, the Ramban says, is a lav haba michlal asei, and the Rashba says that a lav haba michlal asei is treated like a lois asei, and another asei could be doicha it, so what does the Gemara mean when it says, ma'u mahayasei mahayasei? If you put together these two things, the Gemara is difficult, because the Gemara is saying you can't be doicha another asei. The Ramban says it's a lav haba michlal asei. So it would seem to me that we would have to say one of two things to answer the Rashba. One thing which is possible, which some achronim suggest, that the Rashba would argue with the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, we count it as a mitzvah, but he says it's an asei that's only an iser, a lav haba michlal asei. There's no kiyum mitzvah. For example, the Rambam, when he talks about lav haba michlal asei, he writes, if a person marries a mitzri rishon, mitzri sheni, he's over a lav haba michlal asei. If you marry a mitzvah shlishi, you're not makayim a mitzvah. The Torah said you're allowed to marry a mitzvah shlishi, implying you can't marry mitzri rishon or mitzvah sheni. So there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah, there's only an iser. But you have other mitzvahs where the Torah said, for example, to be shavis on Shabbos or yontif, a person who doesn't do malach on Shabbos or yontif is mekayim a mitzvah. He's also over an iser asei if he does malacha, but he's mekayim a mitzvah if he's shavis. So the question is, what the Ramban writes, that one should not be makiv karbonis after Tomas Shabbein Harabayim, is it, as the Ramban says, only a lav haba michlal asei, but if somebody is not makir of karbonis, there's no kiyum asei, then there would be a problem with the Rashba? Or should we say that the Rashba would be choylik with the Ramban, and that the Rashba would understand that somebody, if the kaihanim are not makir of karbonis after tamit shel bein harabayim, they're actually being mekayim a mitzvah, even though they're being mekayim it passively, as the Shagasarya proves, that even a mitzvah bekumba asei and a mitzvah b'sheva altase are equal, and you say ma'ul mahayasei mahayasei, it would come out that the Rashba would disagree with the Ramban's havana of the mitzvah of aleo hashlem, that the Ramban would say Oleo Hashlim is only an Isser, Lavabo Michlal Asay, but there's no Kiyam Mitzvah if you're not Makriv afterwards. And the Rashba would have to say that it is a Kiyam Mitzvah. But it's possible that there's another way to deal with this Kasha. Taisvis and Psochim ask a Kasha on that Gemara. The Gemara there says that the Asay of Korban Pesach should be Doicha the Asay of Oleo Hashlim because it's an Asay Sheyesh by Koris. So you can't say Ma'u Mahayase Mahayase. Taisvis asks that we know that when it comes to Asay Doicha Lois Asay, it has to be Be'idna. The Asay and the Lav have to come together. But you can't have one at a different time than the other. It has to be at the time when you're being over the Lav, you're being Mekayim the Asay. The Gemara always says, Kalayim B'tzitzis is Be'idna. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Mila B'tzaras is Be'idna. But if it's not Be'idna, you can't say Asay Doicha Lois Asay. So Taisvis asks, how could the Gemara say that the Asay of Korban Pesach allows you to be Makriv, a Korban after Tomet Shabein Harabayim, at the time when you're doing the Hakrava of the Tomet, of the Korban after Tomet Shabein Harabayim, at that moment you're not being actually Isaac in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? That's Taisvis' kasha. So Taisvis gives two terutzim. One terutz he gives to explain why we should treat that as Be'idna. The other terutz he gives is that Be'idna is only a requirement in Asay Doicha Lois Asay. But Asay Doicha Asay, the way I understand Taisvis, doesn't have a pasuk. There's no Makar. It's a Svara, Mayu Mahayasay Mahayasay, they're equal. If I have something to make one stronger than the other, then Misvara, the one that's stronger, is Doicha the other. So Taisvis, since it's not learned from a pasuk, but it's a Svara, so there, we logically wouldn't say that we're limited to being Be'idna. The conflict I have is that ultimately I have to pick one mitzvah over the other. When it's simply a question of picking one mitzvah over the other, I'm not limited to Be'idna. Even if it's not Be'idna, you could say if one asay is olim, it's doicha the other asay. That's what Taisvis writes. The shaila is, does that Taisvis help us to understand the Rashba? Over here in Psachim, we're speaking about there's a conflict between the asay of, let's say, Achilas Kochim, which requires being makriv the Mechusa Kippurim's carbon after Tomet Shabein Rabayim, and he'll eat Kochim later at night. And it's in conflict with the Aleo Hashlim that says, don't be makriv karbonis after Tomet Shabein Rabayim. So this is not a sugya of asay doicha lois asay. So the shaila I have is like this. The Rashba said, there's something called an asay gomer. The asay says to do something. That's the sugya, Zok the Rashba, of ein asay doicha asay. When it's a lav haba michlal asay, it doesn't have that strength. It's going to have the strength of a lois asay. And if a lois asay could be nidcha because of an asay, so too a lav haba michlal asay can also be nidcha because of an asay. But it would seem in cheshbin that should only be true if it's be'idna, which is the case in ksuvis. In Ksuvis, we're telling the Kayin Gadol that was the Ma'anis, you have an Asay of Aloysia Le'isha. You have what stands in your way, Alav Haba Michlal Asay. Zok the Rashba, we should apply the Klal of Asay Doicha Lois Asay, provided that it's Be'idna. In the Gemarim Sochim, it's not Be'idna. That means the Sugya of Asay Doicha Lois Asay is not applicable. So which Sugya am I using? The Sugya of Asay Doicha Asay, which essentially is a judgment of my ul mahayasei mahayasei. And over there, the Gemara says, Korban Pesach as asei sheyesh bekaris, the other Achilas Kachim does not have that maila. So the question would be in the Rashba, who told us that a lav haba michlal asei is not an asei gomer, and therefore would not block the dechiyah of asei doicha lois asei, what would he say in that circumstance in Nuntesim Sochim? It's not Be'idna, so it's not the sugya of Asay Doicha Lois Asay. Elamai, it's the sugya of picking one Asay over the other Asay, allowing me to be over one Asay in order to enable me to be Mekayim the other Asay. So I'm wondering whether the Rashba could agree to the Ramban that Oleo Hashlim is a lav abo michlal Asay, but in a situation where the sugya of Asay Doicha Lois Asay doesn't apply because it's not Be'idna, then it's in this sugya of asay doicha asay. In that context, the Rashba agrees that you don't have a right to say that this asay is olim over the other asay, like the Shagas Arya said, that even though one of them is a kiyum mitzvah, one of them is an isser, but saif kol saif, it's a conflict between two asay. So if I don't have a source of dechia, the whole thing is a svara, maybe the Rashba would agree that b'chia gavni, you would say, ma'o mehayaseh, when it's not be'idna, even though it's only a lava ba mechlal asay. That's a question that I have. Is it mukhrach that the Rashba has to hold that Aleh Hashlem is an actual kiyum mitzvah, or is there a way to put them together, both the Ramban that says it's a lava ba mechlal asay, and the Rashba in Ksuvas that says that lava ba mechlal asay is nidcha because of an asay? Some things to think about. I guess we could call it Inyana de Yayme because it wasn't Parshas Emor. If I can just be Messiah with a machshava, in Sefer Vayikra, we have Teiras Kehanim. It's called Teiras Kehanim. And a lot of Sefer Vayikra are halachas that pertain to Kehanim. But there are many dinim in Vayikra which pertain to all of us, not just Kehanim. But Agav, it's here. The Ramban indicates that the reason why many of the mitzvahs are in Sefer Vayikra, which is Teiras Kehanim, is because as much as most of Klal Yisrael are not Kehanim, but there is something that the rest of Klal Yisrael and Kehanim have in common. The mitzvahs that Kehanim were given is a reflection of their special status in Avodas Hashem, that they work on the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Torah is makbid on certain things for Kehanim specifically, in order for them to have the proper, whether it's the dignity or the kavod, that's appropriate for those who are the Mishar, say, Migdash. Certain things are inappropriate, are not kefi chvaydam. The rest of Klal Yisrael, we are also mamlechas kayanim begay kadosh. So the other mitzvahs, which are negeya Yisraelim, Leviim and Yisraelim, and not kayhanim, we don't have the same level kedush of kayhanim. But our perspective of the mitzvahs that we have is a similar perspective, the same way that the Torah asers kehanim from certain things because it's beneath them, it does not be fitting for someone of that stature. The mitzvahs that we have, the rest of Klal Yisrael, is also the same concept that we have kedusha. We are kehanim in the sense that we are oivdei Hashem, and when the Torah is makbid on things for Yisraelim, it's not simply restrictions in order to prevent us from doing certain things, in order to create constriction in our lives, but rather it's to maintain and preserve the kedusha that a yid has, what's appropriate for an oved Hashem. So, in a sense, Torah's kayan and mishayach to all of us, lamar kid isle, lamar kid isle, and our perspective is that this is really the chashivas of a yid, that he's preserving the level of kedusha that a yid has. And when we look at the yisurim that we have, we don't see ourselves as being deprived, but rather we see that this is our specialness that's being expressed in our zehiras. Again, I want to just reiterate the kvod shamayim of such a maimid is something that Baruch Hashem, it's perhaps more shchiach in this generation. There are many bnei Torah, and the opportunity has come up to make it possible to have such a maimid of people stopping in the middle of the workday to hear a shir. I think it's an enormous kiddush Hashem. It should be a schus for all of you to have atzlocha b'maisi yadeichem.
Amen.